This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Joy Breakfast with your hosts, Rach and Dean.
It's 6 minutes past eight, and here on Joy Breakfast, we have a history of creating conversations with Vic Police, and to continue these important conversations, we're delighted to welcome Inspector Mark Keane onto the show this morning. Mark works for the Priority Communities Division, which the LGBTI portfolio sits under, and has told us that Mark cannot rhyme, so the rhyming challenge is not one we're throwing down to Mark today.
Thanks, Dean and Rach. How are you?
Fabulous. It is so lovely to have you with us. We did try and get you involved in our game, but...
I'm an old gay man, and this rap stuff, it's beyond me. But thanks for asking.
That's for the young kids. Get off my lawn.
That's right.
Look, welcome to Joy Breakfast. Thank you for coming on the show today. Look, we've recently had a lot of issues. Many people are concerned about what they're seeing happening, you know, in the space of Victoria at the moment. A big issue happened in the last couple of weeks at Monash Council with protests and threats causing a drag story time event to be cancelled. And we're seeing that happen a little bit in the lead up to Ida Hobbit as well. Look, this is just one of many examples of attacks on our trans community that's happening at the moment. Can we ask, what are Victoria Police doing in this space to help and support our communities?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dean. This is... Victoria Police are seeing a trend of disruptions to drag queen, LGBTIQ, trans and gender diverse events across Victoria where the target audience is young people.
Yeah.
And this has been happening in the last couple of years in particular. And as we know, it's really important to have events for young people, for their self-acceptance, identity, affirmation, their connection. So you're right, we've had several events where people have been targeted by individuals or groups that have either right-wing or conservative ideologies. And sometimes it comes in the form of targeting online media platforms, using fake profiles, trying to protest or disrupt or film proceedings. Or they might try to have events cancelled, as you say, by harassing event organisers before the event date. You're quite right, we've seen it at Monash. Also at Mooney Ponds, St Kilda, Casey, Hume and Mornington Peninsula. So this is really widespread.
Yeah.
So the response from Victoria Police, well, there's a couple of things. Firstly, we will respond to reports of crime. So if anyone has been the victim of threats, assault, damage to property, you need to report it to local police and we will respond and conduct an investigation and do the best that we can to make sure that you know, you're safe and that we investigate offences properly. But the other thing we want to do is be really proactive and not let it get to that point. So some of the key work that we've been doing is to work with local government. And we've recently held a youth safety forum with up to 80 different councillors from a number of different local government areas around the state, where we're really talking about safety, and the focus is around preparing adequate safety plans and risk assessments. So the job of Victoria Police is not to dissuade people from holding events. We want them to continue. We really encourage them. We know how important they are, but it's important that we work with organisers to make sure that the events can be as safe as possible.
Can I ask a question? It's something just stood on with what you were saying there is a lot of people may not understand what a threat, like we can often feel threatened by what we hear or see on social media or within our communities. You know, this is creating a threatening feeling for many of us. But what does a threat actually mean for something that you can act on or act towards? I know that's a big question.
It's actually a really good question. It is a really good question. So Victoria Police has to operate within the laws of the land, and unfortunately, in the state of Victoria at the moment, there's no anti-vilification laws around LGBTIQ harassment or vilification. And that means that hate speech is not something that is unlawful in the LGBTIQ space at this point in time. So we can respond to threats where there's a threat to injure, to kill, to damage property. But hate speech itself is something that we've got very little room to move in.
Which is a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're seeing.
It is. And people are really intimidated and frightened by the trolling that occurs online. And when people use things like fake profiles and fake identities, it's really problematic. So we encourage people also to get in touch with the eSafety Commissioner a lot of the online trolling because they have some powers that Victoria Police don't have.
Oh, great. That's really good to know. Where would you find details on getting in touch with an eSafety Commissioner?
You just need to type in eSafety Commissioner.
Oh, and it just comes up.
And it does come up. And they've got some really good resources and they spend a lot of time in the LGBTIQ space.
Amazing. So if councils or other organisations want to hold an event for particularly young people like Drag Story Time, what confidence should they have in holding these events?
I think the key is to start planning early and to get in touch with Victoria Police early. We're very soon going to release a questionnaire or notification form that people can obtain online to let us know in advance that they're going to be holding an event.
So kind of like what you did with parties back in the...
Absolutely.
Well, I say back in the day, you probably still do it. I just don't have parties anymore. But like just letting you know, hey, there's something happening that people may cause disruption with.
Yeah, I know. I'm too old for parties as well. Yeah, that's exactly right. We want people to get in touch with us early and we really encourage people, and this is the work we do with the councils, to get them to start thinking about risk management. So what sort of venue are you going to have to host your event? Have you consulted with the LGBTIQ plus community if you're a mainstream organisation, for instance? Have you got an auditor or a safety expert to look at you know, various aspects of your event, like how are you communicating? How are you ticketing? All those sorts of things are questions that we will work through with people to say, have you thought about this? So the idea is that we can conduct these events as safely as possible. And if police need to provide support in some shape or form, then we can talk about that too.
I know it can be a hard thing for many people or organisers within our communities. There's sometimes a space of distrust between police and our communities in ways and spaces and shapes. So I think I just want to touch on what you're saying just here now. You know, going here, let the police know your event's going on. That's about supporting as best as possibly can to make you achieve what you want to do and protecting you to be able to do it, right?
That's right. And look, it is an issue. We do have mistrust and it's really unfortunate. And it's one of the reasons that we really try to promote our LGBTIQ liaison officers, our LLOs. A lot of people might recall them as being GLOs. But we've rebranded because we want to be inclusive. We have over 500 LLOs right around the state. And not all of them are rainbow identifying, but they're all allies. And we provide them with additional training and support so that they can better interact and engage and have, you know, more understanding of some of the issues and the concerns that rainbow community people have.
So if people are showing up, for example, next week we have Ida Hobbit Day, there'll be lots of events being held across the state. If people are showing up at one of those events and they do feel unsafe, they feel threatened, should they call 000? Should they call their local police station? What's the best way to get in touch if there are threats or actual concerns for their safety?
I think if there's something really pressing and immediate and you're concerned for your physical safety or your property, for instance, if you have someone actually there in your face that is being aggressive, 000.
Great. Awesome. That's good advice. As well, coming up, we have the National LGBTQ Domestic Violence Awareness Day. It's going to be held on May 28th. Again, another very serious topic. Can you tell us what's happening in this space?
Well, in this space, domestic violence is one of those things that a lot of people in the rainbow community, it might go under the radar a little bit. There's some research that suggests that more than 50% of LGBTIQ plus community members will experience some form of domestic violence or intimate partner violence over the span of their lives. And that's an extraordinarily large number. And unfortunately, we're not seeing the proportionate rate of reporting. So there is a really serious and significant level of underreporting of domestic violence within the rainbow community. There are a number of different reasons for that. But a lot of people just don't think it happens in same-sex relationships. And unfortunately, it does. And we're not just talking about physical abuse. We're talking about verbal abuse, coercive control, financial control. It runs the whole gamut. So the Awareness Day that's coming up on the 28th of May is actually a really good way to increase visibility and awareness. And it's really about giving hope and courage to victims and survivors.
Great. Well, hopefully we will hear more about that day as it approaches as well. Thank you so much for joining us and touching on these very serious but important topics that we need to address for Absolutely. Our community. And you did a fantastic job.
Oh, thanks, Rach and Dean.
So thank you for joining us in the studio. We look forward to chatting with Victoria Police again next month. That was Inspector Mark Keane from Victoria Police here on Joy Breakfast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.